Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs and co-host Stephanie Sills brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome, everyone, to the Silver Gaia Show. I am so excited to be a part of the TTR family. Thank you for listening. Today, we have an amazing guest. Her name is Joyce Mason. She's an astrologer and metaphysical mystery writer. Get that. Can you imagine putting those two together? So I'm going to invite her in. Joyce, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Bree?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm having a great day, thanks, here in Sacramento, California area.
Is it beautiful?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's sunny. We had a couple, I actually had rain yesterday, which, you know, we have a drought here, so that was thrilling.
Wow, that's great. So, as an astrologer, you're known worldwide for your ebooks and your blogs, and you call yourself the Radical Virgo. I love it. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, Virgo typically has the kind of a monk or Felix Unger type, you know, persona around him, fussy, a clean freak, and all these other things. But the more evolved Virgo, which is what the radical Virgo is somebody who wants to clean up the planet and do the bigger things and actually bridge from heaven to earth. Because Virgo is one of the four signs that are mutable that all have some kind of heaven to earth idea with them, because the original Virgo was depicted with wings. So she was a representative of, you know, going from heaven to earth. So
right.
The radical Virgo is much more, you know, evolved and doing a lot more big picture things than all that nitpicky stuff.
Wow. So explain something to me. I'm an Aries, and I have those tendencies, like I'm a planetary worker, I'm a neat freak, you know, all of that. So what does that have to do with the difference between the two then?
Well, it could be that you have other planets in Virgo in your chart, or possibly Capricorn, or possibly a strong Saturn. These things all represent, you know, liking routines and liking things neat. One of my friends has Capricorn rising, and all she ever writes about in her emails is what she's cleaning. It's hysterical. And she's a person with five planets in Aries. So I would have to know your personal chart to answer that. But the important thing is that astrology is like a fingerprint. It's a picture of the sky at the time you were born. And it's more than just your sun sign, which pretty much everybody knows their own sun sign and a little bit about each of the other sun sign. It's how those planets relate to one another, and it's really unique to you. Even twins are slightly different.
Oh, I bet. So what's really neat about you is you're crossing over with your astrology and being metaphysical and, you know, all that. And you're a novelist, you do ebooks, all this stuff that's happening with you. I'm just amazed, because a lot of people can't cross over like that. How are you able to do that?
Well, you know, this is a really interesting thing. We were talking a little bit about astrology, and I'm what I call an outer planetary person. The outer planets are the planets in our chart that help us to evolve. And they're, you know, the planets that are past Saturn, they're Neptune, Pluto, Uranus, and anyway, and also I am a specialist on the planet Chiron, which is about healing and wholeness. And being as I have close aspects to all those planets, it forces me to be really eclectic, because it's almost like I'm channeling the energy of change and evolution. And an awful lot of other people have those things in their charts too. And for me, it's always been about being eclectic, because even Chiron in mythology, the great centaur who is the teacher of all the heroes, he taught them such an eclectic education.
Right.
I just love it. I just have that in me, and I think it makes life so fascinating.
Wow.
You know how I look at life a little bit like, you know the expression, there's nothing new under the sun?
Right.
So you might think of life as being all those little glass pieces in a kaleidoscope when you look in it, which is kind of like looking in a telescope. Twist it a little bit, and that's the pattern for one person. Twist it a little bit, and that's the pattern for the next person. But being eclectic, if you know about all those little pieces of life, you have more pictures to make of your personal, your personality, your contribution to the world, et cetera, and so on.
Right. So true.
Yes, yes.
Very true. So one thing I want to do is I'd like to give out our phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. We're taking callers. There are some free amazing giveaways. Joyce is going to be doing two ebooks on the crystal ball, her new book. Also, it comes in copies of Kindle and PDF. But the amazing grand prize, guys, is a paperback autographed copy by the author, Joyce Mason. So I wanted people to know about that right away.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So let's go back to a little bit here. So what made you give up astrology to be able to write the novel you're doing now?
Yeah, I didn't really give it up. Astrology is a subject that has so much depth. You could learn astrology for the rest of your life and keep going. There are layers upon layers of things you can learn. If you almost want to think about it, you're studying the cosmos, and you can study things down to every molecule if you really want. But for me, I see it as a tool that gives us all kinds of things. It tells us about what we're good at, what we may struggle with, what parts of our personality need to be evolved while we're down here. But better yet, the transits that are happening now tell us what's up for our learning now for our own evolution. And to me, if you don't use astrology, you're, traveling without a GPS. So, I love it because of all it does, but it can do a lot without your having to know it at the level of an advanced astrologer. It's surprising. If it were up to me, I'd have it taught in all the schools so kids could, learn why they don't get along with Johnny or Susie, or why, so-and-so tends to be a bully. It would all be very, very helpful. And so I haven't really given it up. What I've decided to do is this. Astrology is a language, and it's a very specific language that people have to learn to talk about it. And that leaves you only being able to talk to the people that know the language of astrology. And while we're making strides for a lot of people to learn that language, I wanted to be able to share what I've learned about life with more people, a broader audience, those who may or may not know astrology. And if they don't know it, to be kind of seduced into it, if you will, by the humor and the fun of the novel series. And those who are metaphysically inclined or metaphysically curious, to bring them in too. So again, I want to be a bridge.
Right, right. That's great. That's really great. So your ebooks that you have out right now. Your ebooks?
Yes.
Yes. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
Okay. One of the books that's really popular is Chiron and Holus, the Primer, which is the introduction to the planet I talked about in your chart that represents ways you're wounded or parts of yourself you've disowned for one reason or another, and how you integrate that and move on from places you're stuck in life to being happy and fulfilled. And so it's like a really major planetary energy that was discovered in 1977, oddly enough, the same year in our culture that Star Wars came out. So you can see there's a very starry orientation that kicked off around that time.
So
that book is really popular, and it brings down the basics, and you don't have to have a lot of astrological knowledge for that one. And I'm also giving two copies away of that primer in today's sessions here with you.
Uh-huh.
And then I have other books. I have some other ones. They're mostly in PDF that you can get on the RadicalVirgo.com. It's just RadicalVirgo.com. And they are books about being an outer planetary person, what I talked about earlier. We have that particular book. And then there's Poems to Heal the Healer, which is a poem for every Chiron sign that goes into the depth of what your wounding or disownment was and how you get from that place to healing. That's a couple of them. And then lastly, I want to mention my ebook that's in PDF, which is called Keywords to Unlock Chiron. I think it's my book of all books, and I'll be bringing that to Kindle and to paper next year. So those are some of the things you can find on the Radical Virgo.
Oh, wow. That's great. That is great. So I'm just amazed at everything you're doing. I'm listening to this and I'm going, wow, there is so much I want to ask you. You have a new novel coming out that we're going to talk about here in a little bit. What made you write The Crystal Ball?
Oh, wow. Now, there's kind of a story. I mean, the backstory to that is kind of amusing, actually. In the 80s, I was kind of into the physical immortality movement, the idea that theoretically we could live, you know, forever in our physical bodies. I don't think we're quite evolved enough to do that yet, but I was fascinated.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you're fascinated with that? That's great.
Yeah, well, I think there's a few ascended masters that probably have been in their bodies for a very long time, but I was fascinated with that. And so this novel started brewing in my head about this Immortalist on Planet Earth Association, which goes by its acronym IOPIA, and which I like to amusingly call the Right to Long Lifers. And I also had a boyfriend who was an FBI agent. And the idea of two characters that were so opposite having to get together and solve a crime or a crime in progress just fascinated me. And those were, you know, kind of my pieces of the kaleidoscope that came together for that, you know, project.
Well, you know what? Hold on to that thought because we need to take a quick break. Everybody's listening to Silver Gaia Show, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone, to Silver Guy Show. So, Joyce, are you there? Okay, great.
We have
a caller, Ann from California. Hi, Ann. How are you?
Hi, Joyce. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
So, this is Bree from the Silver Guy Show. Do you have any questions or anything you'd like to ask, Joyce?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have a
question. I'm
looking for a relationship, something, you know, like a substantial relationship that relates to remarriage or to partnership. And I was wondering if this will happen in the nearest future.
Well, I couldn't tell you that from an astrological perspective without knowing your chart. What is your sun sign in? What is your sun in? Or what?
I'm Gemini.
Hmm? You're Gemini?
Gemini.
Yeah, really hard to tell, only knowing that. If I saw your chart, I could, but I wish I could tell you more, but astrology is based on the date, place, and time of birth, and there's much more than the sun that we normally think of when somebody says, I am a Gemini, or I am a Virgo, or I am an Aries. And so I can't really tell you that because I don't have enough data, but I think that one thing I can say is when the sun is in Libra, like it is right now, it's a time of romance because it's a time of romance and partnership. So you can't go wrong because the Libra sun will at some point be in a good relationship. It's in the same element as your Gemini sun sign. So I think there's a pretty good chance that things are good for that right this month. But I couldn't tell you more detail without seeing your chart. But I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the question.
So, Anne, you're our first caller to one of the giveaways that we have, and we're going to get your email address, and Joyce will be in touch with you on one of the free offers that she's offering today.
And if you want to give me your birthday, then when I email you, I can be a little bit more specific about your question, okay?
Sure. Do you want me to give you my birthday now?
No, I'll give it to you offline.
Yes.
Just hang on.
So what she will do, Anne, is we will send her the email, and she'll get a hold of you, and then she'll give you your personal information. That's not something you want on the air.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling the Silver Guy Show, and have a nice day.
Sure. Thank you, and you also have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, Joyce. So back to what we were talking about, your novel, The Crystal Ball.
Yes.
We were talking about
how did the novel evolve?
I know.
Well, it's 24 years, Bree.
Wow.
And it changed so many times from what I did in the beginning. I mean, when I first started out with it, I really liked the story, but I ended up really loving it because when I finally put it out, I had two decades more of living and more to, you know, really talk about some of the principles I wanted to carry forth in the novel, which have to do about love and have to do with not just love, but with getting along with one another and how we communicate and actually respect other people's way of living and the way they look at the world. So I suppose maybe now would be a good time for me to give you a little blurb about the novel and tell you what
great.
It's really about.
That'd be great.
Mickey Michaels, Michelle Nicole Michaels, she goes by Nikki, and her boyfriend, Kurt Stern, he's an ex-FBI agent. They put their hot chemistry to good use as a crime-busting odd couple. The action takes place at a futuristic costume ball in San Francisco. It's New Year's Eve and the 25th anniversary of Mickey's Longevity Association, of which he's president. Kurt and Mickey have to merge their different worlds to save the unowning partygoers from a threatening extortionist who's been, you know, threatening to hurt Mickey's young niece, maybe kidnap her, maybe worse. And so she solves problems using flower essences, and he carries a gun. So where's the happy medium in that?
Right.
So nobody knows who the masked man is because they're all in costume. And the costumes, if you can imagine the cantina scene at the first Star Wars, this is what some of the costumes look like. They're outlandish. And Kurt's friends in both the police department are ex-cops and ex-FBI agents have sort of been seduced by Mickey. Yeah, they just like her, even though they think some of what she believes is a little batty. They're just more and more liking her and liking the fun of it. And they become a team to help save the day to keep this guy from doing something really bad at the ball while they all try to suss out who is he behind what mask. Or is he even there?
This sounds great. I'm going to have to read this book.
You'll laugh.
Well, I'm going to love it.
All in 24 hours, so it's extremely fast-paced.
Oh, wow.
It's all about getting ready, going to this ball, and coming home. All the stuff that happens that day.
Right.
So it's very fun.
So it's a dual genre as a mystery and visionary and metaphysical fiction. This is great. This
exactly.
is absolutely great. Wow.
And, you know, again, you know, Mickey, like the author, is eclectic. And in this book, you see how she changes kind of her direction, just like I did in writing the book. And so the thing that's so wonderful about it is that she, you know, has a completely different set of principles from her boyfriend, who only believes what he can see, taste, touch, and feel, and so on, whereas she's got all these metaphysical ideas. And somehow or another, love, you know, they wear on each other. They each see how the other has something to give the other. And often in very hilarious ways.
Wow. That's too funny. I think it's great. I think that is great. So what else is so can you tell us a little bit more about the book?
Well, the book, it takes place in San Francisco, which I think I said in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, San Francisco is sort of the mecca for metafoo stuff. New and unusual. And, you know, there are some, the characters are really a trip. Mickey's mother is a trip. She's a big scene stealer, and she's kind of jealous that her daughter is always the one that's kind of at the center of everything. And
right.
You learn a lot about Mickey's love for her friends, and you learn a great deal about longevity and health, because as part of the crystal ball, the event itself, there's a video that's described in the book about this longevity idea and how people, you know, can take care of themselves to live longer, and how it starts all in your thoughts and all about how you relate to the planet. And the idea principally being that if you're going to live a really long life, you care what happens here. And so you want to make it the best possible place because you're going to be here a long time. Of course, that benefits everybody that comes behind you and is here with you. So that's fun. And we have, and Mickey has a cat named Methuselah. He's called Susie for short. And
I love that. That's too funny. That is too funny. I love that.
Yep.
Wow.
We have a good time in this book.
Well, yeah.
Very snappy dialogue.
I love it because, you know, you're a visionary, and I like that about you. And also, I like your personality where you're not laid back. You're very upbeat, and I like that about you. My co-host would be here. She had some things that came up today, so she couldn't be here. Between the two of us, we just like having fun, you know, and that's what I like about you. You're having fun with what you're doing, even though, you know, we're teachers, we're visionaries, all these things about us, what we are. We still have to have fun in what we do.
Oh, and you know what I've learned most in working with Chiron and this planet of healing is laughter is where it's at. I mean, laughter teaches the most, and laughter causes us to, when we're laughing, all of our defenses are down. And
no kidding. No, I agree with you because you know what? I had a shaman that I was studying for a long time. And he said, either you can cry and do a journey, or you can laugh and enjoy doing your journey. I rather laugh than have fun. This is the Silver Gaia Show, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Silver Guys Show. We've been talking with Joyce Mason, novelist, visionary, metaphysical. Joyce.
Yes.
Let's talk about now. Are your novels going to be it?
I want to tell you just a little bit about the next novel in the series, if I can.
You sure can.
When you hear the title, you're going to want to know. It's called The Revenge Fantasy Murders.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's about a therapist who has a women's group of six divorced women who are, you know, trying to get over the breakup with their husband and get their self-esteem back, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he uses a controversial technique of having them write the revenge fantasy. And all of a sudden, somebody dies, one of the husbands dies that looks like it's the exact, you know, to the exact letter of the wife's revenge fantasy. So did she do it? Who leaked this information? This is supposed to be sacrosanct information only in the therapy room. And does this mean the others are going to be bumped off similar to their wife's fantasies? What is going on? So Mickey gets in the middle of this, and this one takes place on the Monterey Peninsula, you know, where all those beautiful places are down by the sea there. And it's extremely hilarious. It's even funnier than the first one, and I'm having a ball writing it.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you're having fun writing it. Like we said, you know, laughter is the best thing to do this journey. So are novels going to be it, or do you have more types of project planned for us?
I have lots of projects in mind. I think the next thing, probably in tandem with number two in the Mickey series that'll be out next year, I need to tell the story of my lost love finds. My life has been like the lost and found department. And in my life, I found my birth mother. I was adopted. I found an old boyfriend I never got over and was really stuck on and had to, you know, heal from. Right. And I found my first boyfriend, Tim, who's been my husband now for 18 years. So I went back to the beginning again.
Well, right. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but, you know, the type of person I am is sometimes we, and what we all know anyway, that we bring a lot of past life stuff forward that we have to heal. And with you being adopted, I am also. And I was able to, and I did find my birth mother, but I'm very thankful for the mother I had that spirit had me be raised by. You know, so that was a good thing for me. And it answered a lot of questions. And so, but when we bring all this stuff forward and we're bringing it into our lifetime now, we are so able to heal from all of that. And so, like, you got your first boyfriend, now you have your husband, you know, that was a boyfriend before. And I think it's great. You're able to heal up a bunch of past life stuff.
And I was very literal about it. And the book is really not so much about the finds. The book is really about how I followed what I would call my cosmic tractor beam. It's how I honed my intuition and started believing it. And that's what led me to find and reconnect with all these people. And anyone can do that. And I only had the insight in the last 24 hours that why I was able to be so good at that and why my intuition flourished so much is that when I was a child, I was the oldest kid in the neighborhood. So in 5 minutes, I was tired of the person who was 2 years younger than me. And I spent a lot of alone time. And it's those alone activities, meditation, being in nature, et cetera, that hone the connection with all it is. So I hope in this book to inspire people that they, too, can listen to that inner voice and have that lead them to the wholeness they seek.
Right.
Integration.
Right.
And more memoirs. I'm going to do more humorous David Sedaris-like slices of life around various themes. And sooner or later, I'll do a personal experience novel about what I've learned from being my disabled husband's caregiver and how humor saves the day. And hopefully help another poor wife or husband who's thrown into caregiving like I was without notice, help them get through what's a really challenging period of time when that's what happens to
you. I'm really glad that you brought that up. I moved back from Idaho and into Washington, and I came here basically to take care of my mom before she transitioned over. And it is a hard job, but it's worth every bit of it.
It sure is. It's a labor of love.
Right. We're healers and seers and, you know, visionaries. All of us that are in the metaphysical world, we're all, you know, nurses were some kind of healers. Doctors were some kind of healers. You know, we all are doing this, but we're doing it out of love. And that unconditional love from God and Goddess, it means so much to the elderly or even people that are not older or younger children that need our help, you know, and why they're here. But there is such a role that they have to play from their illnesses or whatever the problem is, it actually helps us look at, hey, you know, look how lucky we are to be able to be here, do this job to help them on their ending day.
You know, I'm a very grounded metaphysician. And sometimes, but I can't say I'm like that 100% because I'm also very mental. And sometimes I've been too busy looking at the stars in the big picture to realize that in the real nitty-gritty of life, more of my attention needed to be down here with the day-to-day mundane stuff. And this has taught me so much. I wrote a blog post about it recently. It's just been amazing, and it's been heartwarming. And and what I just told you actually tells you about my two birth families. Both of my birth parents were very, very mental. And my adoptive parents were salt of the earth, blue-collar people who really taught me the nitty-gritty of life, and I just adored them. Like you. I really love my adoptive parents. And
right.
I'm lucky to have two families.
Yeah. No, I understand that completely because, like I said, I'm very thankful that that spirit and the goddess, you know, I was with the parents I was with, you know. and it made a big difference in my life. And what's really great is, you know, here I'm born with all these abilities, and my mother had them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'm going, okay. So I said, okay, Spirit and God, so I want to find out why. And I thought, this is too cool, because they had the, I came to the family, you know, I was supposed to be with, right? And mm-hmm. so to be able to train me in the Goddess Light. So that's great mm-hmm. that you're doing that. So, you know, kudos to you, sweetie, kudos. Because, I mean, it's so much that they we need to let them know about people like us that are sharing this knowledge. So how do you help people on a global level with your novels? That's one question I really wanted to ask you.
Well, I, you know, again, you get them laughing. You get them thinking about things. Okay. You get them thinking, well, as one of my friends from high school, after she read the crystal ball, said, now we only have to do, all we have to do now is to start IOPA, Longevity Association, with these principles. Because one of the things about the organization, the Right to Long Lifers, or IOPA, is that right. they have all these projects. And one of their projects is they have a cable network, and they do cable shows for children about self-esteem. It's like putting your principles down to the real practical stuff, kind of in parallel to what I was saying before about my metaphysical and airy-fairy knowledge, but bringing it down to the earth for my husband's, you know, needs right now. And so they support a lot of charities. They do a lot of work in the world that takes their principles of having a really quality life for as long as you can into being. And one of the things I want to mention about that is there are a number of writers now and great metaphysical thinkers. Stephen Dynan is the one that comes to mind, who are all looking at ways that we could get past, like, our differences, like, which have been ugly in this election cycle, for example. Not that I want to talk about politics, but all they do is bring out the light and dark that everybody has to grapple with and the way we disagree. And one of them is actually doing something that I want to look into more, and that's that he has created a kind of a process by which people talk to one another who rapidly disagree. You get, you know, like three people together on each side of an issue that rapidly disagree, and they go through a process that by the end of it, they see how each other feels. They've kind of walked in their shoes, and they have a better understanding. That's what we have to have more of in the world. And that's, right. I think, the big influence is that my books, while you're having fun, you know how my heroine's name is Mickey?
Right.
While they're having fun, I'm going to slip them a Mickey of metaphysics and a Mickey of involvement, you know, in the world to make the world a better place, but practical way. Not just thinking about it, but going out there and doing things that improve how we get along.
Right,
and
right.
And how we enjoy life.
I totally agree, because the unconditional love that we need to be giving people, just everyone through in the universe, you know, mm-hmm. is so important. And if this book can give, you know, your novel and your ebooks and everything you're doing and stuff, that can give that unconditional love out to others, you know, in a great, fun way. That's what's important.
We got to have a good time. I mean, we just got to. Think of what a minister Robin Williams was. Oh,
right.
My.
Right.
The first time I heard him, he actually kind of scared me to death, because my brain fires a lot, just like his did. And I thought, oh,
wow.
My gosh, somebody's doing out there, doing that out in front of God and everyone. You know? But
no,
I'm kind of in the closet about this.
Right. No, I understand that. It's just something, you know, on how these things happen. And so, you know, the one thing is you're bringing up politics, and I'm going, oh, I'm so not the person about politics. I don't do it metaphysically, and I don't do it in this in the physical world either. You know, I'm just really not into politics. But that's just me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep everything in the light, you know. And I know these things happen, but for me, I need to stay in the light, you know. And, and your book is about staying in the light, which is really great. So we're going to go to a quick break here. So hold on. We're going to come back with the last few more questions for Joyce Mason.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering, what's next? Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. His technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltec chair.
The Soltec Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to SoltecWellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, Wellbeing.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Silver Gaia. We've been talking with author Joyce Mason, novelist. Joyce, got a question for you.
Sure.
What role will astrology hold for you in the future as you shift more toward writing to more general audience?
Well, astrology is such a part of me that it will always be alluded to, be a piece of the pie, be, discussed. I really would like to see the general public have at least a conversant knowledge of astrology because it's so powerful and has so many gifts to give. About 3 years ago, though, I went on a sabbatical from doing readings, and I'm afraid that's going to probably be permanent. And the interesting thing about that is, you know, as an intuitive and as sensitive, that's what makes me really good at doing it, but it takes a lot of energy for me. And so that's the reason why I can't do a lot of it. And at this point in my life, I think the writing gives me what I need. It gives me both the solitude and the opportunity to go out and, you know, promote books and meet people. So it's a little less one-on-one strenuous, but it'll always be part of my life. And I'm liking having the opportunity to talk to people in different ways. And I really think that I consider my Facebook page, my main Facebook page, a sort of ministry. I think of it as an oasis of upbeat encouragement and open-heartedness. And
right.
I keep controversy off of it as much as possible. And I just want people to be able to come to my place on Facebook and, you know, to find things that excite them, find things that are cute, find things that talk about how we care for one another and just in general are encouraging and light-filled.
Well, you know, I'm really glad that you're saying that, light-filled, Because I'm really about the ancient knowledge. And, you know, this has been an ending year and beginning year. Since you're an astrologer, you know that. And, you know, with the ancient knowledge that's been here, and we kind of forgot about it, right? It's coming back now, blending together as one. By you keeping your Facebook page, by you keeping, you know, any type of emails, whatever, positive, that energy is going to blend together as one. You know, and so how do you feel about that as an astrologer? That's a question I have for you. Sorry about that.
About what energy?
Yeah, so we're blending the ancient and the energy we have today all together right now.
Absolutely. And I think it's wonderful. What's old is new again. And in fact,
Finally,
a lot of the original techniques are coming back to the fore now. And it's been very interesting for me to watch. And who's interested in them are all the young kids. They're the up-and-coming new astrologers.
Right.
So isn't that fascinating?
I love it.
I love it, too. And I think, you know, the knowledge has always been there. It's just, you know, in slightly different ways, so people of a specific era have an opportunity to grasp it from what they're familiar with. And
right.
I think that, if anything on the planet, I think the most difficult part of what's going on the planet now is that the change is happening so rapidly that a lot of people who, you know, haven't bought in to this big evolution, it's scary from their perspective. And, I mean, I think the best metaphor I saw about this, I think it was in a book Swami Vyandananda wrote, Stu Behrman. He talked about what it must feel like to be a caterpillar who's, you know, like oozing body parts and breaking up in the middle of that transformation, not knowing what on earth is happening to him, has no idea it's going to become a butterfly at the end of this process.
Right, right. And, you know, there's a lot of us that were waiting for this year, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And this new paradigm is like, with me, I'm like, I'm home. This is normal to me now.
Right.
You know, and other people, they're like going, how do you handle it, Brie? You know, for me, it's like, it's simple. But for you, maybe you need to do this, this, and this. You know, take a hot bath, relax, embrace it, you know.
Right.
And so the one time we were talking about it, Stephanie and I were, and I said, it's always been here. And she goes, but how come some of us hadn't felt it? And the only way I could explain it was, imagine digging a hole, right? And that, and the energy, the knowledge was put in this little tiny 2-foot hole, let's just say, right? Because it's always been here. You know, and they covered it with dirt. Well, it's uncovered now. And so you have a choice, accept it or not, you know, and don't be afraid of it, because fear causes a lot of, you know, negative energy, right? And if you're going to have fear against the new and old energy that's come back to help us ascend into a higher vibration, you know, so Mother Earth's going to be higher. Well, Mother Earth will be at a higher vibration. Source, you know, the universe at a higher vibration, and blending the two together as one. Oh, come on. We've been waiting for this. How can you say no to that?
Well, what I think we have to do is we have to give a hand up to those people that are having so much difficulty. And in viewing them, we have to understand that they're in a lot of pain and a lot of fear, and we have to do whatever we can to assuage that fear, whether it's the good old healing laughter and humor or whatever we have to do to make metaphors for them to understand what's happening, to make it less scary. And what I say to my other metaphysical friends and other astrologers is rehearsal is over. This
right,
is it.
Right.
This is why we incarnated at this time to help humanity to evolve to this other level, and it's both an exciting and sometimes a little scary time to be alive. I'm not immune to being fearful at times, but I know I've been doing this since 1977. I've been involved in metaphysical pursuits, and now it's such a way of life for me. I can remember in the beginning I was afraid to come out of the closet for fear, you know, somebody's, you know, particularly fundamentalist religious aunt would, you know, say terrible things about me or whatever. And now I just, you know, it's my reality. I just talk about it. If they don't believe in it, oh well. And if they ask questions, I answer them.
Right. And I'm laughing about that because my mom was the other way around. My mom was like, just never mind them. We're going to go do our thing. They can do theirs. You know, take me out to the flowers, talk to the fairies and stuff. You know, we're going to do it. But one thing that we didn't do, and I want everybody to get your information. Can you give us a way, the listeners, a way to get a hold of you?
Okay. You can go to my website, which is joycemason.com, joycemason.com, and that connects to everything. But if you want to go straight to the astrology stuff, go to radicalvirgo.com. And I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter, and Joyce Mason is my handle on either of those. I pretty much cornered the name. There's a lot of people who have my name. I was really glad that I went early and fast on grabbing those, my own name for these different things. And that's it. I mean, I'd love to have some of your viewers friend me on Facebook and come to the light oasis in there. And, you know, my message in pretty much everything I do is love is the answer, and walking in each other's shoes is the way we'll achieve compassion and tolerance. And
right.
Let's have a party while we're doing it. The
no,
crystal ball is like a love-in.
I think it's great. I like a love-in. I love it. It almost sounds like we're back to the 60s again, in the early 70s. But, you know, and in some ways we are, you know, bringing back this energy. And this time we're going to get it right. That's all I can say is we are going to get it right. Joyce, do you have anything else you want to share with our listeners while we have you on the air right now?
Well, I just want to tell you all how much fun this has been and how I feel I've kind of met you energetically, even if I haven't met you in person. And I would really look forward to anybody contacting me who has questions
okay.
or would like to know about something we talked about today. And I guess you wanted me to also mention where they can find my book.
Yes.
You can find it on Amazon or Nook, you know, or Barnes & Noble. But the thing I caution is be sure you put both my name and Crystal Ball, because if you just put Crystal Ball and don't add Joyce Mason, you'll get a lot of globe-like things that you might want to tell your fortune on, but you won't get my book.
Nice.
Because there's a lot of books about crystal balls.
Oh.
And so you can find it on Amazon, and you can, if you want to get it through your local bookstore, they can order it for you anytime.
Great. So it's on Amazon.com, local bookstores, they can order it there. Your ebooks are available, copies of that for you to try on in the wholeness. Let me see if there's anything else I'm missing. I think we got it all, huh?
Yes, I think we did it, and you've been a most gracious and wonderful interviewer. I appreciate you.
That's kind of nice to hear. Thank you very much for my first show on TTR. So, Joyce, thank you very much for being with us. And yes. You can hang on if you want. I'm going to say a couple things, and then we're going to end the show. Okay?
Thanks,
so, everyone, you're welcome. So, everyone, thank you for coming to my first show of the Sober Gaia Show. Stephanie will be here on Thursday, and that we're going to have Crystal Stone from Crystal Void. She owns a metaphysical store here in Tacoma, Washington, and she will be talking about her own personal journey with us. So I just want to thank everyone for coming again, and I will see you on Thursday at 1 o'clock on Transformation Talk Radio.
You've been listening to the Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs and Stephanie Sills each week, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.